His share of Mishnah Yomi is even tough. Reish Chaf Aleph Rav Tosef Gimel Mevarchin Al Amila Below Kos. He make a bracha on the mila without a kos. So according to Shulchan Aruch, the normal kos that they have together with the bracha on at the mila is not. You do not have. We'll see. The Mishnah Berurah explain about this momentarily. Yesh Omrim Devarchin the kos. Others say you do make a bracha on the mila with on a kos. Benos to Latino Kanimon. You give it to the baby who is in the mila. The one who's having the mila, that's the baby you give the wine to. V'chein noagin, and that is the minog. So let's look, sifkat yud alef, ala mila below kos. The Shulchan Aruch says, you do it without a kos. Otzalomad v'varchin rak v'irchas asher kidesh yidid bebeten. You just make the bracha by the, of the bris. Aval lo ha-bracha shalakos. But not the bracha of bori p'agafen. On the coast, there's no kos. And lo tzarech l'tom yimenu. Because you have to go ahead and drink from it. V'yefshar v'yom ha-kipurim. And this is impossible on Yom Kippurim. Why? Give it to a kid. So he says, "Velitein l'tinokos, to give it to a child." Lishdos gam kein ein k'day. You can't give it to a child. Dechashina dumal asi lemisrach al yedezeh, because we're concerned that the child will come accustomed to this. Lishdos tamid, always to drink Yom Kippurim. Rashi l'msos hadam k'darko b'chol, but you could have a metzitza of bepeh like you have during the week. However, those that do a mitzitza, where they're sucking out the blood with together with wine, should not do it bepeh, the lo bemoch, and one should not also do it with some type of cloth, mishum chash schita, because of the concern of schita. Rak yizalfu biyad levad, rather, the blood should be squeezed out just with the yad. That's how the metzitza should be done if you don't go ahead and just suck the blood out straight. Sifkatan yudbeis. So Rama says that the minhag is to give it to the baby and to make a bracha ala kos and give the wine after the bracha to the baby who is having the mila. Rotsalomar, Movad Mashanos de Piatinok, Kisha Omer Bidamai Chayi, says besides the wine that you put in the mouth of the baby, when you say the words with the mayach chayi at the bris, you have to give the baby a little to drink from the coast. Because if not, then it is a gnai to the coast, to be zayin to the coast, to have a coast in which the bracha and is not drunk from. The imalin etzel ha yoledes, the ha yoledes chole, the inyan she mutaras lachol. He says, and if you happen to do a mila next to the woman who gave birth, and the yoledes is a chole, the inyan shemutaras lechol, chole you saw in the first 3 days, or a chole in the status of a sheyesh bo sakana, where she'd be allowed to go ahead and eat or drink, then yachol lehotziya, you could be motzi her, begam yomer la, and say to her, shetekavein, that she should have kavana, let's say, sbibrichasa, to be yotze with his bracha on the wine, v'sishta mimenu, and she could then drink from that kos. So again, the minhag olam is to give it to the baby to drink the kos, and to have a kos shel bracha by the mila. And if the woman who gave birth is present, you can give her to drink, provided that she knows to be yotze with the bracha, and the one who's making the bracha is motzi her with the bracha. Let's move weiter. Dalid b'musaf omer shliach tzibur seder avoda. In musaf, the Shliach Tzibur in the Chazaras HaShas has the Seder Avoda of Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol. The Ramah continues, V'nagin lipol al pneim, and during the Avoda, the minag is to fall on one's face, Kisha Omrim v'hakohanim v'am, meaning it's a total bowing down on the ground. You are naflu al pneim, where you fall, you bow down on and prostrate with your face on the ground. And gamba aleinu l'shabeach, and you do it also by aleinu. Aval shliach tzibur, Rama says the shliach tzibur aser lakor b'mkomo. He says that the shliach tzibur is not allowed to go ahead and do it because he'll be moving out of his makom of tefillah, b'shas ha-tefillah, and therefore he can't do it. Kedei, right? He's not allowed to be lakor b'mkomo b'shas ha-tefillah kedei lipol al panav. Can't move out of his spot of davening where he's standing in order to fall on his face in order to bow down, because he's going to be moving from his spot where he's standing in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and that's a hefsek. And he says, And the Rama says you should go ahead and object to those who have the Baal Tefillah bowing down. So we'll see what our minhag is in the Mishnah Berurah in a second. Sifkat and Yudgimel, the Musaf. So you have the Avoda in Musaf. Why? The Iker Avoda shall Kohen Gadol. I have a Musaf. The main Avoda of the Kohen Gadol was during Musaf. Kach anu omrim gam kein kidei l'kayin u'neshalmim parma saseinu. And therefore we also do it then to fulfill u'neshalma parim saseinu, that we are going to be with our lips, we're going to be giving over the karbonos in the tefillah, yidalid lipol al pinehem, bayin simon kuf lamet aleph. It says, check out simon kuf lamet aleph. Yesh l'tateach asavim al ritzba. A person should put something down on the ground, like grass or hay, to mishum da'asa l'shnoach apav al ritzba. If you're not allowed to actually bow down on the actual ground itself, o yachutz betaliso, or to make a separation with one's talis. We have people nowadays, we bring towels or we use paper towels, not to actually go ahead and do it on the ground itself. Yesh lim chos, sifkat and tezvav, you should object to the Baal Tefillah bowing down and moving out of his spot to Hare Shaninu, because we saw and we learned in a Beferish of Mishnah, afilu nachash karach ala kavo lo yasik. Even if a person has a snake on his heel, he should not be mafsik and move out of his place of davening. Sifkat and tezayin, biyad ha'isim kain. And the Rama had said that one should object to a Baal Tefillah who bows down during the avoda in his musaf. Aval, farpashad ha'minag. However, the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Rama is not the actual minag ha'olam, because the Mishnah Berurah says, aval farpashad ha'minag, it's already spread the minag. Not only do the people go ahead and bow down, and anoflin al pneihem, but also the Baal Tefillah does it as well. And it appears that we rely on, and that the Baal Tefillah who is bowing down is relying on the fact that halicha lo bikri hefsek, that moving is not considered a hefsek. Ukeis pashat haminag shenosnin oid shtenda lefanav. He says, and nowadays the minag has spread to go ahead and put a separate shtender in front of the Baal Tefillah, uva avoda, and then during the avoda, misalkin oso, you take away the shtender, and misalkin oso a shtender ve'ein oker raglav. This way, he will not have to go ahead and move his feet in any which way. He can bow down, keeping his feet together, and bow down in front of himself, because the shtender was moved away from him. He says that's the ideal way to do it, so that the Baal Tefillah very, very minimally moves his legs, if at all. We continue on. Sif Hei, Seder Avide, Chatasi Avisi Pashati. The Seder Avide is to say Chatasi Avisi Pashati. What is that breakdown? What's it between Chet, Avon, and Poshaya? So it says Chet, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudayim. Chet are the Shogei, Avon is Mezid, and Pesha is Mered. So Chet is a Shogei, Avon is amazing, and Pesha is when you rebel. You're rebelling in your Avera. So therefore, the order is Chatasi, Avisi, and Pashati. Tzarech Lomar Hakal Tchila. And why is this the Seder of the Avoda? Because you're supposed to go ahead and start out with the more Kal, the less intense Avera, the less severe Avera, mention that first. Now, what the Achronim point out is that what the Mishnah Berurah here is saying, that the order should be from the Kal to Chomer, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. So we find this also Mechei Vaver, Chata'enu, Psha'enu. That you find that in the Avinu Malkenu. You have the Chata'enu, Psha'enu, and you have the Kal coming again before the Chomer. But this is not necessarily so consistent. For example, when you get to the Al-Chetz, the Seser, who the Galui, and Mishkaga u Bezadon, not everyone has that Nusach by the Seisev Agadli and Shkaga u Bezadon. Some have it different, and the Mate Ephraim says that you should go with the Nusach that you have in your Siddur, in your community. But this is a big kasha that they ask in terms of that order, that not all the Sidurim are consistent to have Chet before Avon and Avon before Rasha. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Sif Vav Nagu Lidor Tzedakos Biyom Akipurim. the ad ha mason. The minhag is to go ahead and be noder and to donate staka on Yom Kippur for the mason, the maskiri nishmasayim, and you have a, it's called yiskor, with the member of the neshamais, the mason gamtein yesh lahem kapara Yom Kippur, because those who passed away also have a kapara on Yom Kippur. Zifkat nitches ha mason, lachein nikra Yom Kippurim, b'lashon rabbi, it's called Kippurim in the plural, otzolomar, but it's a kapara day, lachayim, u le mason. So those alive and those who passed on. Mason gan kein yesh lahem kapara b'yom kippurim, zifkat nitches, kishe no din ba'avuran. When you go ahead and you donate staka for the mace, there's a kapara for the mace on Yom Kippur. Because we say that if the person was alive, they would also give staka. And even if he was an ani, he's a tahor lev, and he would want to go ahead, he or she would want to go ahead and give aval bavur rasha, but for a rasha, eino moel. Then it's not going to help the fact that you get staka for a rasha. However, if the person did vidui before he passed away, there are those that say that it will be kapara, who get tzaddik chashav, and he considered a tzaddik. And it makes sense that if the son is giving for the father, then regardless, it's going to be make his din much more lenient. He will not get as punished, the father, because the son is the one who is giving the tzedakah. Dibra mezaka abba, because there's a general yusayid that a son can be mezaka abba, gives the chusim to the father. Ad kan.